You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us this evening as we talk about some special friends of ours, Stephen and Sharon McCrary, who are on their third adoption through Sacred Selections. There is an event coming up on Saturday, September the 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. hosted by Gloria and Sam White. It's the Sacred Selections Family Fun Day Adoption Fundraiser to support this effort for the McCrarys to be able to adopt. And right now I do have on the line with me Sam White. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sam.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to get the word out.
Glad to do it. As I told you, we're friends with the McCrarys too, and so anything that I can do to try to help them move forward in this process, I want to try to help. Here I have a radio show that gives me the ability to reach a lot of people, and I know that there are people out there who will want to help, so it's really great that we can have this time together to be able to share about this fundraising effort. A lot of really cool things are going to happen on September the 30th, a great family day that's been pulled together, and I just want to thank you right off the bat and Gloria for offering up this place to be able for people to support the McCrary family.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. It's our pleasure. We just bought this property back in April. We're kind of in the middle of a group of investors that's trying to turn it into something special that Christians can get a lot of good use out of. We're hoping it'll bless a lot of people. And from the very beginning, we wanted to make it a place where we could do Sacred Selections fundraisers. So we've still got a lot of rough edges. Got a long way to go with the venue, but we're really looking forward to the 30th. We actually hosted a similar event at another venue last year. So this, I guess, could be our second annual one, if you wanted to call it that.
So, very cool. This time it's taking place at River Hills Retreat in Hayden, Alabama. And let's talk about your friendship with the McCrarys. What makes you want to help this family?
So Stephen and I were both preaching for different congregations about not even 10 miles apart just a few years ago. That's where we met them. We did young folks get-togethers and things like that. He filled in for me, I filled in for him. And this was all before they had adopted any of their children. And so, you know, we were a part of them, or at least were around when they were making some of those decisions. And we prayed for their first adoption and had a yard sale and a few other little things where we tried to raise some little money. And that's really where I got introduced to Sacred Selections and what all they were doing. But love Stephen, love Sharon, love Jericho. Just really thankful that God allowed us to be a small part of his story. And of course, our Sacred Selections fundraiser last year was also a family fun day. And that was for their second, which we, you know, at the time didn't even know they'd been placed with. So a lot's happened in the last year and a half. It's extremely exciting.
What do you think about the fact that the McCrarys have welcomed now will be their third child into their home?
Oh, I think it's lovely. I could not be happier for them. I know from the beginning, we were praying that they would be able to be parents, that God would help them to figure that out. And just very, very thankful that it's worked out the way it is. At this point, we live a bit of a distance away and don't get to see them a lot, but I've seen enough to know that they're wonderful parents, and they're bringing their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So it's an amazing blessing when God's people are trying to do things for the kingdom, and He gives us ways to serve, which in turn bless us and bless people around us, and it's such an amazing thing.
How many families, Sam, have you had the opportunity to meet that have benefited from Sacred Selections, more than the McCrarys?
So the McCrarys are really the only couple that we have tried to help directly, but we've been exposed to several different Sacred Selections families. The Goldens in Gardendale come to mind, a few others. But we've been to a few of the Birmingham area Sacred Selections fundraisers, and you know, from the very beginning, seeing what Sacred Selections was about, the fact that, you know, so much, a high percentage of what they raise goes directly to help others It's just, it's obviously a charity worth getting behind. So it's really fun to put energy into that. You can see blessings coming from it almost immediately. So there's probably six or eight couples I could think of if I stopped to think about it. But the McCrarys are the only ones that we've been able to really help directly.
Sam, who's the big planner of this event coming up on the 30th? I know there's going to be cornhole and volleyball and a cookout and a lot of fun activities, but it takes work to make that happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my wife, she's the one that really kind of lit the fire on this fuse. We've got this property and we've been trying to move it in the right direction. We've done several things this year that basically have been fundraisers for developing the property. But early on I had told her we wanted to try to do Sacred Selections things, and she started kind of shaming me a month or so back and said, man, we're raising money for ourselves, but we got to do this thing. This was part of our vision. And so I told her I thought it was too much for this first year, but she's been able to put it together, and very, very thankful that we're doing it. So yes, sir, it's definitely all credit to her, and just very, very excited about it. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm thankful for the attitude that Gloria has, because a lot of times we do get caught up in our own activities and what we need. And it can be very difficult sometimes to think outside of that, but then to take on your own activities and then think about other families and how you can help other families, that's so important. And it sounds like Gloria has that mindset to help people, and that's just a wonderful thing.
I definitely agree with you, sir. I imagine a lot of Christian husbands would say the same thing, but she is such a point of grounding for me, a point of helping remind me of my priorities. It's really obvious, you know, why God wants us to pair up male and female and bring what each of us brings to the table, and try to listen to one another, try to trust one another. And I mean, it's just, there's some amazing blessings there that God has designed for us.
Sam, what I'd like to do is we'll go into another segment and we'll talk about how people can be a part of this effort on September the 30th. I also want to mention another fundraiser, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment for the Glenn Blankenship family. I know that Gloria is behind that, and I want to try to help in that effort as well, okay?
That sounds great. Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we support a Sacred Selections Birmingham effort in Hayden, Alabama, taking place on September the 30th. And I do have on the line with me right now Sam White and his wife, who has really been pushing this effort and doing a great job to make this happen on September 30th. Gloria connected me and Sam, and I'd like to welcome Sam back to the show. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you, Mr. White. Appreciate it.
Sam, I am looking forward to September 30th. I know that others will be too, because it's a time where we can get together, we can enjoy each other's company, and know that we're doing something good to make a difference.
Amen. And yes, sir, we're very excited about it. Absolutely.
We want to make sure that people know how they can be there for this event on September 30th. So if you would just share how people can connect and find out more information about this specific effort for the McCrarys.
Yes, sir. It's the property is River Hills Retreat in Hayden, Alabama. It's right off of Highway 160, if you know the area. We do have advertisements on Facebook and also over the Sacred Selections pages as well. But yeah, don't be surprised if you haven't heard of the property before. It's we just took possession of it this year and are trying to develop it into something that will bring hopefully a lot of blessings to the Lord's kingdom through the years. The big long-term plans for it is to make it a home for FC camps, but also other Christian camps and other kind of retreats and things like that. And a big part of that was wanting to give a location where we could do fundraisers at cost for Sacred Selections. And also, I really hope if we can turn it into the campground we want, I'm hoping we can provide 1 week of camp for Sacred Selections families at no cost every year. That's one of my prayers. So y'all think about that and pray with me on that, because I think it'd be so special to try to get Sacred Selections families together on a yearly basis.
That's incredible, Sam. And just include the Mark White Show as a way to get the word out as we try to help those families have that special week. I'm all in with you on that effort.
Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
So people can go right now to Sacred Selections Birmingham. They can find the post for the McCrary family. There are a couple of links there that you can click, one of which is to go and purchase your hamburger and your hot dog meal, and you can also make a donation. Then there's a link for those who can't make it, but we certainly want people who are able to come out September the 30th to support the McCrary family to do that on their third adoption through Sacred Selections. We're tickled to be able to support this family and help. And Sam, as I mentioned in the first segment, we have another family that your wife Gloria is helping. It's the Glenn Blankenship family. Glenn lost 70% of his hearing in his left ear 7 years ago. It's been recently that he was hospitalized. That's because right. He was dizzy, vomiting, and lost all of his hearing in his right ear. He had to have surgery on that. They have diagnosed Glenn with a syndrome called third window syndrome. Your wife decided that she wanted to try to help this family while he's recuperating. And so far, the fundraiser's been doing really great. It's the Glenn Blankenship family on GoFundMe. But let's talk a little bit about this family and how people can help.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you already told them kind of where to go if they want to help. But we've had a little bit of a distance relationship with Glenn and his wife, Christy. Our kids are at camp together, one of those brotherhood connections. But I actually grew up at the same congregation with Christy in Texas years and years ago. But my wife and her have been good, fast friends. And, of course, Glenn was preaching over at Argo Church of Christ for a while. But, yes, sir, they've been through some difficult times here lately. And I think my wife and Christy were talking several months ago even, and she started that GoFundMe. And I remember she was kind of hadn't done it before, and was, you know, trying to figure it out, a little bit of frustration. And almost as soon as it went live, we had reached the goal that Christy had mentioned she needed to help them kind of get through this period of time. And, you know, we asked, you know, kind of prayed about it, like, do we leave this link up? Do we keep trying to raise funds? And we decided to leave it up, and funds kept coming in. And I think at this point, as I understand it, all of their immediate needs, as far as financial needs, have been met, which has taken a load off of Christy and the family, a load off of Glenn. And so it's just an example of God's people coming together to help, you know, God's people. It's such an amazing thing. And we all need to be looking for those opportunities.
And congratulations to Gloria on a successful fundraising event that has reached $16,085 on the GoFundMe. And the goal is still at $16,500. So people can donate if they would like to go to GoFundMe.com and search Glenn Blankenship Family. I also wanted to mention, while we're together, there is a T-shirt fundraiser as well through Bonfire for the McCrary family. They can go to Bonfire, I believe, and search McCrary Family Adoption and find the T-shirt there. And that would also help the McCrary family. So they can still purchase a T-shirt at bonfire.com to support that. And then, as we mentioned, September the 30th at The River, this is going to be a great event. Looking forward to being there with you all through Birmingham Sacred Selections. And again, we want to tell people where to go. Go to Sacred Selections Birmingham, and they can find this event. I clicked on Sacred Selections Family Fun Day Adoption Fundraiser, and when you do that, you will see a couple of links. If you can't make it, there's a link that you can click that you can still support and donate the adoption for the McCrary family. And then there's another link if you want to purchase lunch. You can go ahead and buy your lunch ahead of time at that link. And you're also invited, as I see here, Sam, for people just to come for a little bit and support the McCrarys and enjoy the property.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd encourage that. I know one of the reasons why we wanted to put on these Family Fun Day fundraisers was, you know, we went to a couple of the Birmingham auction fundraisers, and, you know, not to take anything away from that, it's amazing what they do and how much money is able to be raised. But, you know, it's a very formal kind of event. We didn't bring our kids. And I remember thinking, man, you know, kids need to hear these stories. Kids need to be around and see how we're trying to help families and how trying to help kids, and realizing that some kids don't have families. And so my wife and I talked about it for a few years. And so, like I say, last year, 2022, was our first Family Fun Day fundraiser, and I'm really praying, I'm hoping we can make it an annual thing. And the whole idea is just, hey, let's get some kids out here, let's tell some of these stories, let's let them see, you know, what we're trying to do. We're trying to bless people, and that people need us to be involved, and we can all have fun while we're helping other people. So that's really been our prayer.
I like it, Sam. And one more time, this is at River Hills Retreat at 11814 SR 160, Hayden, Alabama. And there is going to be volleyball, gaga ball, cornhole, a slip and slide if the weather's good, outside games, inside games,
a cookout, rock on the porch, enjoy the beautiful weather, hopefully, hot dogs and hamburgers for sale for lunch. And again, there's also a Pie the Preacher to help raise money, too.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
is the preacher named Sam?
Well, we tried to recruit several people, and I know I've got myself down, and maybe a couple of others, but it was hard to nail people down. It was funny what kind of excuses started coming up, you know?
I get it. Speaking of a pie to the face of a preacher, desserts will be for sale too, and all proceeds go directly to the McCrary's adoption. We're looking forward to this event. Hope to see everyone there that can make it, and looking forward to seeing you and Gloria, Sam, at this event, as well as Sharon and Stephen McCrary.
Amen, brother. Amen. I think this will be the first time I get to meet you, so I look forward to shaking your hand, and I really appreciate your efforts helping us get the words out.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time, Sam.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much.
Take care. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Hooray for the Golly Sisters. Rose does the High Wire Waltz. And now, here's Cora White.
Our show is blah, said Rose. I don't think so, said Maymay. Our show is wonderful. Our show is blah, said Rose. But it will not be blah for long. Tonight I will dance and sing on the high wire. Maymay looked up. That high wire? She asked. Yes, said Rose, and my song will be the High Wire Waltz. I'm going to practice now. Rose climbed the tree. She stepped on the high wire. She sang, look at me and you will see the High Wire Waltz. The high wire began to shake. Rose began to shake too. She stopped singing. Maymay said, what's wrong? Rose said, I cannot move. Maymay said, back up. I cannot back up, said Rose. I'm stuck. Maymay said, I will come get you. Maymay climbed the tree. She took Rose's hand. They climbed down the tree together. Rose said sadly, well, that is the end of that. No high wire waltz tonight. You could still do it, said Maymay. How? Asked Rose. You could pretend to be on the high wire, Maymay said. You could draw a line, like this. Oh, I like this so much better, said Rose. And I can still sing my song. Look at me and you will see the High Wire Waltz. And the best thing, no one will worry that I might fall. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you are encouraged by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.